Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Random topics. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. What is the best childhood snack you created that you think should be marketed today?
Dude, this was
if you don't eat it, because we didn't exactly have great habits when we were kids, or me now.
I ate snacks that were already marketed.
You didn't put anything together and make anything?
I rarely did. At that time, I didn't really like my foods touching, so I'm kind of with, I didn't, you know, I mean, it was like, you had a sandwich, you had Fritos, but I didn't put Fritos on the sandwich,
yeah.
You know, like I just ate them separate.
You never put chips on a sandwich?
See, chips, I did still, that, but
no, I mean, I'm still tempted sometimes now.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I wouldn't be grossed out by it, but I just didn't.
Kelly, do you have any childhood creations?
So I kind of. We used to dip white bread in sweet tea, which sounds so gross because it's just soggy bread, but it's delicious.
Something you give to a pigeon.
Yeah, well, now that you put it that way, I'm feeling a little bird-like over here. We would dip it in milk, and that was always so good. Or cinnamon sugar butter toast, or you could put it on a tortilla and throw it in the oven.
That is good.
Oh, man. I think that's where Cinnamon Toast Crunch came from.
I suspect you're probably right.
Maybe they'll market that one day.
Yeah. Steve?
We would either take Chips Ahoy, like the regular Chips Ahoy. Not the chewy ones.
Yeah.
Regular.
The good ones.
Or Oreos and put them together with peanut butter.
Ooh.
Like Chips Ahoy, like a basically a peanut butter sandwich, with cookies as
well.
Boy,
that sounds pretty good.
That would work out.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
The audience.
I mean, it wasn't breaking ground or anything.
Yeah, those are things that go together.
Let's see. The audience had a number of things to add, but pizza grilled cheeses with a little bit of sauce and pepperoni added with the cheese.
Okay.
That sounds good.
That would be good.
Coffee ice cream with Cheez-Its sprinkled on top.
No.
Sounds so bad.
Oh, gross.
Mountain Dew milkshakes?
Oh,
like you're just adding it to vanilla?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that
is a diabetes slurry.
I mean, it's not that different than a root beer float, I guess.
It is.
See, I don't like root beer floats.
Yeah, I don't mind root beer floats, but...
Yeah. Who's that signed by? Footless Fat?
Wait, but a milkshake, though. So you're mixing milk in with your vanilla ice cream and your Mountain Dew.
It's pretty jacked.
The Mountain Dew, the milk part.
I don't know.
Peanut butter, blueberry Pop-Tarts sandwiches.
Peanut butter.
So it's just like what you're talking about.
Okay,
okay.
I can't hate on that.
I can work with that. Butter.
You have to warm up. Like, you have to toast the Pop-Tarts.
So. Definitely.
Yeah.
I can't eat those dry anyway. I cannot do it.
Oh, there's enough moisture in them.
No, there's not. Oh, I used to, this wasn't a childhood thing. This was actually something I did. I don't even want to say reason. It was like when I first moved here, I found out that Doritos made Brussels sprouts taste better.
Oh, I can see that.
Like you crumble them up?
No, I would just put a Brussels sprout on a Dorito and then eat it like that.
you'd have a bowl of Brussels sprouts instead of a bowl of dip. And you're just like...
My only pot was a steamer pot, so I would steam Brussels sprouts. And then Corey from the station brought over some Doritos.
I've used those
that sounds
scoops.
Like the right people to bring each individual ingredient.
What a party, dude.
Scoops tortilla chips from Tostitos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With... raw spinach and raw carrots in them.
Absolutely.
Just to add some crunch.
Crunchy and it's salty.
Yeah, it's
great.
It's like a diet.
Yeah.
This person writes, we used to put ketchup and mustard together and call it all mussed up and eat it with a spoon.
Oh, like a soup?
I mean,
all mussed up.
Yeah. You could call it cat stirred.
It would be like
or
cat
mustard.
Stirred. Yeah, I mean, I would put both of those on a hamburger or something, but just to eat any condiment like a stew.
That's so
no,
gross.
No.
That's give
not,
me heartburn.
That's not what condiments are meant for.
Yeah, I got heartburn just thinking.
Yeah, they're
it.
To enhance yeah. flavor oh. of existing things.
Next
not
time
to
there's
just,
oh, a drink. Big festival downtown, Rachel has to go out and sell condiment stew.
Condiments.
All condiments with some bouillon mixed in together.
Yeah, just a little bit
it's
of
heated up.
Now, the one that I did, I don't think I created. I'm certain that everyone in here has done this. Everyone listening has done this. You take a Kraft single, and then you chop it up with a Cheez-It using the Cheez-It as the chopper.
Already know.
And you make squares, and then you put them on top of the Cheez-It, so it's not only delicious, but a fun process of precision.
No.
It sounds
no,
so much
No, I mean,
fun.
I've done similar, but like with regular crackers and regular cheese.
It's the processed like special.
Cheddar or whatever, yeah.
Wait, I was out of the room
put,
at
like,
the
like a
beginning
little pepperoni on segment. There or something.
Did you talk about your poverty cookie cake
I didn't
things?
Invent those, yeah. I perfected them by making the frosting thicker, but no. Yeah, that's still fantastic.
Yeah, what was that? It was just frosting.
Graham crackers with frosting in between. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise on top of chocolate pudding like whipped cream, this text says.
No.
And,
I don't believe that someone actually pudding. Did that.
Yeah, I want video of you making it and eating it.
Yeah.
Do you think they looked at the other puddings that were vanilla and chocolate swirl and went, well, I've already have the mayonnaise at home. Why would I buy this?
I assume so. Like they didn't know vanilla pudding yeah. existed.
Ew. And then put tapioca in it. Oh, how about this? Mayonnaise and tapioca balls. Take that out. Take that out to be sampled.
I mean, it's like phlegm.
I was like, it would be like,
I was like balls, chicks, balls yeah, of chicks. Manioca.
Try new chicks.
Chicks kicks.
Manioca. That sounds like a baseball player.
Oh, Maniopa hit 285 in his best season, but the rest of his career hovered around 200.
Yeah.
God.
Yum.
Yeah, we don't do enough sampling stunts anymore.
No.
We were on a roll though with that one, and
just
then
try it a little
just
bit.
Fell off.
I knew chicks kicks.
Chicks kicks.
There's like chickpeas.
Yeah. It's from the chickpeas inside.
Chicks kicks.
Tappy manioca. What was
that?
Manioca pudding.
Manioca. Yeah.
I love dipping my peanut butter and jelly sandwich into beef flavor ramen noodles.
Oh. I mean, man, the only thing that would make this PB&J better is a little more beef salt.
How could I make this? How could I make this seem more poverty? I can see that, though.
I would like to eat more like a hobo on a railroad.
Jessup says he eats frozen Capri Suns.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
like a so he's just making like a popsicle. Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of those foods in the fridge. When I was a kid, Twinkies I'd put in there, or King Dongs, or Ding Dongs, or whatever.
King
you call
Dongs.
Them.
Yeah.
That's what they were called here, King Dongs. Yeah.
We called them
King Dongs.
God.
Yeah. That's how you get.
Yeah, and they were dark brown.
Manioca pudding.
But those in the fridge.
Oh, my God.
Or Reese's peanut butter cups in the fridge.
Yeah. This one, I used to make warm cheese sandwiches, which is two pieces of bread slathered with Miracle Whip. A slice of Kraft singles in between, then wrap in paper towel and microwave for exactly, no more, no less, 26 seconds. I still eat it at least once a week, and I'm 42. Mm.
My brother Craig loved mayo and cheese sandwiches. My grandma was like, you got to put something else on there. He's like, no, I just love the mayo and cheese.
I used to eat just regular cheese sandwiches. I'm looking back on that.
Cheese sandwich with mustard. God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than a mayo. Grilled cheese.
Except I know, but it is. But it is different.
But yeah, my mom would say, "Do you want a cheese sandwich for lunch? No. Do you want a grilled cheese? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the grilled cheese, it's grilled and it's got butter on it. Yeah. I mean, it just it changes the flavor when you cook bread. It changes the flavor, releases the sugars. Mm.
This text from Albany: does everybody dip saltine crackers in mayo like chips and dip?
No one does that.
So poverty.
No one does
so
that.
So poverty.
No.
I used to dip carrots, like cooked carrots, in A1 sauce because we'd always have them with steak, it seemed. We'd always have carrots, potatoes, and steak.
Okay, I could see that.
I would dip cooked carrots into A1 sauce like it was nobody's business.
That's totally, a normal condiment for that.
I mean,
sounds so good.
It seems weird to do it just as a standalone, but on one plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kurt in Iowa, fruit roll-ups dipped in Salisbury steak sauce.
Oh, come on.
Scrambled eggs mixed with ramen. I can see that
I can
one.
See that too.
Yeah. And mixing eggs. Fettuccine Alfredo with mac and cheese with one ice cream scoop of peanut butter in it.
Mm. You had me
until
the
peanut
butter.
It's a lot going there.
Yeah.
A lot going.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.